This is the iGen vs. Millennial podcast, weekly podcast that reviews and compares media differences across the generational gap. I'm Annie, Team iGen.
Is there Wi-Fi in here?
And I'm Ian, Team Millennial.
Team Boomer. So come join us for some fun as we review movies, music, TV, and more.
Fun little play in there. Good morning, everybody. This is the iGen versus Millennial podcast. It's Sunday morning for our first show. For those of you who caught the pilot, today we're talking about TV shows.
So I gave my dad a TV show to watch, which was Riverdale, and then he gave me a show to watch, which was Family Matters. And they're both from like two different generations, so we kind of got to like compare it in a way.
Right on. Let's talk about Family Matters first.
Okay.
So, big cast. Talk to us about the cast. Who, like, tell us a little bit, like, about, you don't have to like go into grave detail, but just talk about like the cast and give a quick introduction to who people are.
I'm not good at remembering names. I do remember Steve, Lil Richie, and Rachel.
Steve?
I think it might have been Steve.
That Steve?
No. Steve Urkel. He was definitely one of my favorites. He was.
What made him your favorite?
He's super funny, and like the way he talks is just like, I don't know, but it just like enlightens the show in a way.
It enlightens the show? How does it enlighten the show?
I don't know. Like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. It kind of just like, not enlightens the show, but like, it's a good show and it's funny. But when he's in it, it just makes it 10 times funnier because he's just like a funny person in general. And I love how he just like, one of the episodes, I can't remember what episode it was, but he just walked in. He was like, "Can I?" It's like, "Is there any snacks or something like that?" And I laughed so hard. He just walks in.
So Steve's got a huge crush on the oldest daughter. And she is. Oh, I'm pulling up the cast and crew right now.
Okay.
So it's Carl and Laura. That's the husband and wife,
yes.
The mom and dad. Then you had Eddie, you had Steve, and you had, who's Harriet? Man, I should have watched some of these too. Yeah.
Harriet's the wife.
Harriet's the wife. All right. So Laura's the daughter, the one that Steve loves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's another younger girl.
Yeah. So there's actually a weird story about her, because if you watch like the whole thing, she just kind of disappears. So there's a weird like conspiracy theory thing out there where like all of a sudden like the daughter who's in all these things, she's in all these things, and then she just kind of stops being on the show and doesn't really get addressed. So yeah, if you watch the whole thing now, there's a ton of episodes, because this show went for 9 years. I think it was on the air for 9 years. Yeah. So 1989 to 1998. So like a holy shit, like amount of shows and stuff. So, but yeah, so that was one of the conspiracy theories like around Family Matters. And so what did you see as being, you know, compared to like the TV shows that you watch now? Like, what were some of the big differences?
The comedy, definitely. Cause a lot of like in shows, not in shows, but a lot of like things these days, the comedy is a lot different, because back then like people, it's still funny to me. I laugh at like a lot of things though, but the comedy is different because like now it's, some people use like dark humor, and then there's like other things that like are funny, but they're like kind of like stupid. So that's why they're funny. So I feel like back then it was like actual like comedy and like people like.
So they called those shows like sitcoms, right? And they were on like every week, and that was like it was a big thing. It was on ABC, and it was TGIF, right? So that was the Thank Goodness It's Friday, but TGIF on ABC was the big. Sorry for the noise. I'm gonna adjust my mic here. But that was when all like the sitcoms were on. So they're like these 30-minute shows. You know, they were only 30 minutes long. There'd be like five or six of them. Family Matters was one. Full House was another. And then they kept growing. There was a whole bunch of different ones as it like progressed on and on and on. So this was just one of the ones that was, you know, and it was always one of those like feel good. So there was like, there was humor, but there was like a lesson. And then they also tackled some pretty serious issues along the way. I think the Eddie, he was the brother, right?
Yes.
I think at one point, at one show, he has an issue with like drugs or something. And I remember, you know, and then, but after that, they would do, you know, there'd be like somebody that came in and like at the end of the show, like there would be, they would cut into like one of the cast members sitting on the couch and saying, hey, in this show, we talked about some serious stuff, but here's like a hotline if you're struggling with this too, and da da da. And they kind of like went into that stuff. So yeah. I thought that was kind of cool. You don't see that too much anymore.
Not really.
In TV shows, but TV shows now are pretty different. So what did you notice about the camera angles? So that's one of the bigger ones too. It's kind of weird. Did you notice anything different about the camera angles and compared to some of the TV shows that you watch, or how the camera? How it looks, like the actual presentation of the show?
So a lot of like things these days are like super high quality, and like you can definitely see and define all these certain features. And if you go back and like watch older shows, they're definitely a little bit more blurry and like pixely, mm-hmm. because the cameras back then weren't as like good and everything, but you could definitely still like see the shape of the person and see like how they looked and everything, just the like random like specific qualities of like face or like body or like anything wasn't, or even like backgrounds or anything wasn't as defined as it would be today because of like cameras and like how different they've evolved and like how different quality has and like how they capture these certain things. And one thing I noticed is that there's a lot of filming in the living room. Like, that's where kind of, like, everything is. It's in, like, the living room and everything. It's, like, a big thing. Living room and then, like, the kitchen. Two, like, things. And it kind of reminded me of Full House because of the way it's set up.
Yeah, same time frame, same type of casting. So those shows would often be recorded in front of a live studio audience. So there would actually be people watching the episode get recorded.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of gone away. And then it's a set. A lot of these, a lot of shows today are now recorded in live action, which is like and your Uncle Josh could talk to you way better about all this stuff. But live action, you know, it's still scripted and all that stuff, but it doesn't take place in like a specific set. So like there would be three different sets for a show. So the living room would be one set. You know, where right now you'll actually get a camera angle of somebody outside walking into the house and then doing this. But if you notice, like during like Family Matters, Steve always comes in from a door. You never see him come in from the outside of the door because they were two dimensional sets. So it wasn't shot in like a three dimensional thing where they've got like an entire, you know, where they're outside, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're shooting like outside and then coming inside and all that stuff. Like it was straight up and down. So the stairs that went upstairs, they didn't go to upstairs. They just went up and they ended. Right. So the upstairs was a totally different set that was over here. And then they would just have to move cameras like around and stuff like that. So it was the setup and how they filmed it was completely different too.
Yeah. So if you like watch behind the scenes of like shows now, it's like you see, I saw something about Jumanji, or the behind the scenes in the newest Jumanji movie, and they were like actually like riding camels, like they were like legitimately on camels in the desert, no set, no nothing. And it's like, or like behind the scenes of like new shows, it's like kind of, but or movies, it's like kind of like bizarre. It's like, wow, these people actually are like these lengths to do this stuff.
Yeah. So to compare like sitcom to sitcom, from like then and now, like movies, like action movies and all that kind of stuff is obviously the film, and we'll talk about movies next week actually. That's all progressed and changed, and so but films to TV shows are a little bit different. But a lot of your drama TV shows are shot like movies now,
yeah.
And actually Riverdale that we're going to talk about here in a sec, you know, is shot like a movie. It's a TV show, but it's shot like a movie, you know, and it's so that was one of the big differences. I was hoping you would see that and like kind of catch it, like how different the setup was for the TV show itself. You know, it was just
because I kind of like expected it, like back then it was kind of just like a set because they don't really have like these places to really like go to like a house or anything. They do, but like it's like really weird because it's just kind of like they have to be like inside the room, and so it's going to be like hard to like have everything like backed up and like shoot it without like getting anything else in it. So I feel like that's why set and everything would be a lot like easier just in general back then.
So talk about the content a little bit, the actual like content, like what they, like what the family talked about and what the, how they did their stuff and what they did. Like, did you see any difference in the TV shows that you watch now compared to that TV show? Like their conversations, like what they talked about and how they talked and all that stuff.
How they talked, not completely, but the way the conversations kind of like went, yeah, because from what I watch now, it's kind of like horror or like mystery or like it's kind of like along those lines. So watching like something like this sitcom was kind of like laid back and just like giving like a lesson was kind of like different, and I was like, oh, this is like different from what I'm used to watching, because the stuff that I watch, obviously there's no like lesson involved. It's kind of like sit down, watch it for entertainment and everything, and then sometimes it kind of like can throw in a lesson without like you even realizing it. But this was kind of like more, Family Matters was more like, yes, here's this lesson, and this is like specifically kind of targeted in this specific episode.
Cool. Right on. So last night, we fired up the old Netflix and got into the TV show called Riverdale. So really interesting right off the get-go. We get introduced to this cast of characters. And right off the get-go, I'm kind of confused because here's Archie, Veronica, Betty, and Jugs. And
Jughead.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. I know these people. How do I know these people? And I look, and sure shit, these are the characters of the comic Archie. These are these characters. So now I'm like, okay, cool. Here's Archie and his gang, to include like Josie and the Pussycats and like all of them. They're all there. I was a little taken aback by the fact that they kind of glorified the fact that a teacher had a relationship with the student in high school. That caught me off guard. Don't think that should have been a thing. But I worked through that. We worked through that. The resolution wasn't what I was hoping for, but we worked through it. But it was amazing to see, because I was thinking about the comics, you know, that I wasn't an avid reader of the Archie comics, but but like the stories and those kinds of things, like going through, and I'm like, okay, cool. How are they going to plug this in? They didn't. They just pretty much took the Archie cast and put them in Riverdale, and now it's just this crazy thing to the point. And Jill, my wife, Annie's mom, totally got sucked in. So here we are last night about 10 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, cool. Time to tap out. I've gotten, we're 7 or 8 episodes in. And Jill's like, oh, just hang on. Let's finish this out. So I fall asleep on the couch. 2 o'clock in the morning, she wakes me up. She's like, all right, let's go to bed. And I'm like, what? What are we doing? You're still here? Like, what are you? She totally got wrapped up into the thing, and now she's kind of prepping the house, doing all of her chores and stuff right now, so she can sit down this afternoon and continue to watch the show. But it was very, production was very movie-esque. There wasn't a lot of humor involved. There wasn't a lot of, you know, certain things were kind of funny, but it was definitely geared more into like the murder mystery suspense, action drama, I guess would be the best word for it.
Yeah, definitely.
And the storylines were ridiculous and the plot lines were crazy. So I can see where like where they went that way to target the younger audience, but, because, I mean, if they had, like, a complex storyline and plot, then you guys would probably just give up.
Definitely. Because I think a lot of people my age are, like, I think they're definitely more into, like, the kind of, like, murder mystery and kind of, like, into, like, this, like, weird kind of...
It was drama. It's just drama. Like, oh, my God. This guy went to the closet and smooched this girl, and I'm not going to say names because if you haven't seen it, I don't want to give anything away, you know. But so there was like a lot of that high school, you know, and that's all done to like kind of plug into y'all because that's like a real current thing for you guys. But you know, kind of glorifying the whole relationship with the teacher thing again. I'm going to come back to that because that is one of those like I'm scratching my head like what the this. Did they mean to put this on the TV show? Like, was that intentional? Or did
it just kind of like happened?
It just kind of like happened. Did the producers miss it? Like, they're definitely banging. Yep, that teacher's banging her student. All right, well, here's where we are now. let's go through this journey together, I suppose.
I think it's definitely because they like want. I don't think they had like a big idea of like what to like do to like catch the watcher at first, so they're like, okay, let's throw in this kind of like random thing that I don't think.
I think they did that to see if parents were actually watching this shit, because if any parent was watching this, they would have immediately been like, time out, that's illegal. She needs to go to jail.
Definitely,
that's predatory and not okay. Yeah. And let me be real. Frank, they didn't, you know, it wasn't something that was like glorified and made to be okay. Like it was conflict from the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't like celebrated saying, oh yes, they should have a relationship and it should be fine. No, they never went that way with it. But the fact that it made it on there and it wasn't finished legally. You know what I mean? Like they kicked her out, they sent her on her way, like, okay, go away, never come back. But there was no legal like time to go to jail, bitch.
Like, yeah. It was kind of like, okay, we're just going to let you off if you go to a completely different town, and then you'll be surprised what happens. I think it's in the next season.
Yeah, no, I read the synopsis for season 3 this morning.
Mm-mm. Season 2.
Well, I read the synopsis for season 3, and she's in there again. With a connection to somebody else. But I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to go there. I may just, like... keep that information in mind just to torture your mom as, you know, she's watching and be like, oh yeah, yeah, she does this with that guy. Total, just know. A total spoiler it. Yeah. So the cast is interesting. No big like head name and like name line, you know what I mean? Same with Family Matters. Mm-hmm. Some of the folks from Family Matters went on to be in movies. Actually the father,
he looked very familiar.
Yes, because he's been in a bunch of movies. Reginald Vell Johnson played Carl Winslow, the father, the cop. He was one of his like claim to fame movies was, I don't think you've seen it, was the original Die Hard movie with Bruce Willis. He's the cop down who's outside kind of like running the scene while Bruce Willis is doing all of his, you know, save everybody up in the skyscraper. And
yeah.
He's the cop that's on his way home that gets the call on, you know, Christmas Eve to go and see what's going on at the freaking building. And he gets there and like his first indicator, like Bruce Willis throws out a dead body that like smashed because nobody's like originally like he comes out. He's like, man, there's nothing going on here. And then all of a sudden, which was Bruce Willis trying to like say, hey, what's up? You know, anyway. But he's been in a bunch of different movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've seen him around. Jaleel White's been in a little bit. Jaleel White was he's Steve Urkel. But outside of Steve Urkel, though, not a lot of people recognize him. Because and later on in the series, you continue to watch, he goes under this transformation. Obviously, if they're shooting this TV show for 10 years, the guy goes from being, you know, 11 years old to 21 by the time it's over. But there's this weird, like, he invents this machine that changes him, right? And he goes from being Steve Urkel to being Stefan Urkel, you know? And, and that was him. That was Julia White coming out and being like, all right, cool. I got to break this typecast and stop being the nerd. Can I be somebody else? And he comes out and he's got this goatee and he's all slick with his suit. And it's freaking like, oh, my God. And that's when Laura like falls in love with him as Stefan. It was a bunch of drugs. It's super funny. But like that happened. So he went out and did a little bit of stuff, but not a lot from the rest of the cast though. There wasn't a lot that came out of there. And see the same thing with Riverdale. You know, I'm sure the names, you know, that I read off, you would recognize, be like, oh yeah, that person's in this and this and this. But like
some of them, not really.
Yeah, there's no recognition. Like... So the biggest one, there was. I'm sorry, Luke Perry is Archie's dad. Yes. Luke Perry, unfortunately, is no longer with us. He passed away, actually, during the filming of the show.
Which, I mean, you can see why once you get to, like, the season that he passed away in. It's, like, that's one of the seasons that are, like, it's insane. And it's, like, kind of. Like, and he was pretty, he was a decent age, right?
Well, I mean, I think he was in his early 50s. He's not that much older. He was in a TV show that mom watched, Beverly Hills 90210. That's where he kind of popped out, and I think that was in the mid 90s. I think that was the thing, and he would have been, he's about 10 years older than we are, because I think he was in his early 20s in that for that show. So, but Luke Perry he's one of the only one that I recognize name wise.
Cole Sprouse.
I don't know who that is. Who's Cole Sprouse? Is that Archie?
No, that was Jughead.
Well, okay. What else has Cole Sprouse been in?
When he was younger, he had Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah. Nope. You got to remember that, like, my Disney was not that Disney.
I know, but, like, it's crazy. Like,
I remember you guys watching that show, but I didn't ever, like, sit down and, watch it. I know it had the twins from Adam Sandler's movie Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so those were
He was in Big Daddy.
He was?
Yes, Cole Sprouse. Cole Sprouse dyed his hair black. That's why he looks different. He had, I think he has naturally like blonde hair. He has a brother. He has a twin.
So wait, what part did he play in Big Daddy?
Hold on.
She's Googling. So we're not going to let there be dead airspace while she's Googling.
He was in 5 feet apart. Oh no!
I didn't see that. Yeah, we're living that right now. Actually, it was social distancing, 6 feet.
He was in Friends.
I'll be there for you.
I'm trying to like find things that you might like have seen. These are all like early 2000s. So like.
Well, I was alive then.
Yeah, but most of the things are like. Yeah, I don't think Sweet Life on Deck is like the big thing. He was in Big Daddy. I don't know who he played.
Who did he play? He probably played like kid number 7 that ran across the room and kicked somebody in the shin or some shit. Because he had to be super young.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that's him. The one that like the younger.
Oh, so he was one of the twins?
I think so.
Really?
Hold on. Who was?
What was his name? Cole Sprouse? All right, she's Cole appears to be googly Sprouse. Impaired. Cole Sprouse, here we go.
Ooh, who did he play in Friends? He played Ben Geller in Friends.
I don't know who that is.
This tiny little boy. So
Seriously, Cole Sprouse was he was the kid in Big Daddy. He was the little kid.
Mm-hmm.
No shit. All right. Well, cool. So some of the other names, Madeline Pitch. Camelia Mendez, KJ Apa, Lily Reinhardt. This is the cast of Riverdale. Ashley Murray, just some other names. But Cole Sprouse, yeah, that's okay. Well, cool.
And Dylan Sprouse.
Yeah, so I'll see his face now. He'll be the little. But I wash my own ass. But I wash my own ass. This is one of his famous lines from Big Daddy.
Yeah.
So okay, all right. Well, so there's that. But yeah, so it was the once I overcame the teacher thing, It seemed pretty cool. Like, you know, it was all right. Watching where they were taking it and seeing how it's going into this, like, again, dramatic mystery thing is not how I remember the Archie comics, but
I think they asked to, like, borrow the character names and, like, everything, and, like, because were they in the Archie comics, were they in Riverdale?
I don't remember.
Because if they were, you said that in the Archie comics, that, like, that didn't follow up with the, like, the show, right?
No.
So they probably had asked to borrow the names.
So it is, yeah, it does take place in Riverdale.
And, like, the place, but they probably asked, hey, can we put our own touches to this to try to make it more attractive to kids these days? Because if they probably would have done what exactly was in the comics, that would probably not have gotten as popular.
Yeah, no, it is. So it is. So Riverdale was the time, or the town in the setting for the original comics. And Pops, I remember the Pops, the hamburger joint. Like, yeah. That's still there. And that's also in the show, and that was... So they did pull a lot of the stuff from the comics. It's just they totally took it. And you see that a lot with like movies, like Disney redoing, like telling different versions of the stories. And that's like the Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunter and Snow White and the Huntsman. And the best one yet has been the Maleficent, the two Maleficent movies.
Yeah.
Disney did that perfect. Oh my God, they did that so perfect. They totally took this story of Sleeping Beauty and they made it something completely different to where, and Maleficent's been out for long enough to where we can actually talk about it, where, you know, the true love's first kiss didn't come from a prince. She wasn't saved by a guy in shining white armor. She was saved by her adopted mother at that point. You know, yeah. What I mean?
I feel like it brought, like, a lot of, like, real life kind of, like, situations that, like, not obviously, like, completely real life, but, like...
fairies and monsters? Come on, yeah. Now. Come on, get it together. No, so, like, but they took a different spin on the story, and they told the story in a totally different way, and they're doing that more, and some of them hit the mark. Like, Maleficent, yeah. I think, hit the mark, and they did that right, and some of them don't. Like, the new Cinderella movie is just fucking terrible. I'm anxious to see, like, Mulan, to see if they did any adjustments and changing on that one.
They definitely did, because I remember seeing a trailer. There's apparently the bird can transform into a woman, and that is
the drag. Are you talking about the dragon?
No, the little bird that the enemy had on his arm that he would always carry around with him. Yeah, that.
Oh yeah, so like the hawk that he would launch up and be like, "Go find him."
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So the bad guy, the Huns.
Yeah, and it was from the trailer I watched, it's definitely, like, still, like, action, and it still, like, kind of, like, keeps you on your edge, because this is, like, definitely makes some changes, because not everything in the animated movie will be able to be transferred to real life, because this was live action.
Right, there's crossover change that can't happen, because they can do things with cartoons that they can't do with real people, yeah. But even now, with CGI, they can do anything they want to. It's crazy. Really? So, but I think with, like, I'm talking about the actual storyline, because they could keep that same storyline and make it a live action movie. The thing with Maleficent is they changed the storyline. Yeah. That was not the original story of Sleeping Beauty. Maleficent is defeated and killed and she gone. But here she becomes like the heroine and saves the day. And, you know, and then the second one I thought was pretty cool too. Totally new story, and Star Wars did that same thing. You know, they and those the intermittent between the, you know, between the actual episodes, they did like Rogue One, the Solo. Those are the intermittent Star Wars. They're not called, you know, episodes. They're Star Wars stories. So.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, and they did wonderful jobs getting in there and telling the stories in between. So, and I think the second Maleficent movie was a good, you know, it didn't play off of that same characters, but totally different situation and story, and it was kind of cool. I really like that. But we're kind of getting away from the whole TV thing. So.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting, I think it was a very interesting change in comparison to production for TV shows now and production for TV shows then.
Yeah, they definitely, there's, like, a lot more, okay, I don't want to say more because I don't want to, like, be mean, but there's not more effort put into, like, one or the other. it looks like it because of their, like, completely they're shot in completely different, like, generations, and, like, there's more, nowadays there's more things to, like, pull together and, like,
but editing I feel, though, where you kind of lose, where Family Matters, you know, for the longest time was in front of an audience, it's more like a stage show. And when you're performing for an audience, as opposed to just being in front of a camera, I mean, I can talk to a camera. I mean, shit, you ran the camera for my, I took a class here not too long ago, and Annie was my camera person when I had to give, like, this brief, right?
Yeah.
But even, like, doing that, you can be like, nope, stop, I don't like that. Just immediately go over, you know, and there's nobody there watching, and there's no pressure. But when you have an entire audience, you know,
it's like
memorizing your lines and doing all this stuff, and how they can trim and cut that is way different back then than it was now.
Yeah.
So, and playing off the energy, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ooh.
Right? So that was another thing.
Yeah.
There's a famous scene between what's the uncle's name? Will Smith and his uncle. Where he's talking about his real dad, you know.
Oh yeah. How he left him, and how he's made it, like, forget him.
I don't need him. And when you talk to, or they did interviews, you talked that Will Smith did an interview about that episode, and he talks about how the energy from that was just, it just flowed, and the audience played into that energy. Like, they were captivated by that performance. So it's a little bit different. You can still be captivated by a performance with, you know, like a movie style production, but
it's,
you know,
not like
that
same
energy from the audience, like, that's a real thing. And so I think there is a little bit different there. The craft is the craft, you know, you're acting, you're going into a role, you're memorizing lines, you're doing all that stuff. But, you know, when there's people there watching you,
it's like pressure's on, you got to get this right. Don't mess up. Like, that's the last thing we need right now. There's people watching. And it's not like, oh, you messed up, okay, let's just reshoot this thing. It's get this right. There are people watching. Make sure this is, like,
I still think they did that, though. I still think they're like, because there were scenes when, because you'll see, like, the outtakes. They still do, like, outtakes and cutouts and all that stuff where,
yeah,
you know, even from the shows back then where, you know, the two actors come together and somebody, like, hiccups or does something silly and then everybody starts laughing and then they, you know, cut. All right, let's start over. You can still do that with an audience. But there is a different kind of energy.
Yeah,
performing live than there is just, you know, shooting behind a camera.
Yeah, like,
so
seeing the difference.
Yeah, so cool differences. I enjoyed it. I thought it was okay. Again, I know I've said it probably a million times, but the whole teacher thing really just
you
kicked my ass.
Get over that, can
no,
you?
Well, because it's it's. When, you know, they took a news line, a headline from today's news, and they made it a thing, and I just felt like they could have closed it off a little bit better.
They definitely could have, but what happens, kind of, like, it's like, she deserved it. What, like, because...
No, she deserved to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
For predation.
But she definitely, because if you try to, like, if you believe the story that she claims happened, it doesn't make sense. You wipe out, like, your whole past, and then you restart a year later everything. Like, and I guess it's makes a little sense, because if she had, like, problems with, like,
the only thing that would have made it, like, no, the only thing that would have made it okay is if when the girls broke into her car and found all of her stuff. First off, they broke into a car. Why the hell would they take the gun with them?
Yeah, that was my question too.
Like, that girl was a dumbass. Like, that was a bad move. But had at that point, you know, when they found the driver's license and it's got a different name on it, had they looked at the driver's license and been like, oh wait, she's only 17. She's lied to everybody. You know?
Yeah,
like,
they could have,
like, that would have been the course correct. Because then, I mean, she's still in a, like, the authoritative position as a teacher is one thing, but
if she was, like,
but
younger.
She's lying about the age, and so she's not, it's not seen as, like, an adult child relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would have made it better. Had they been like, no, she's lying to everybody. She's only 17. She's actually a student.
She would have
who
to
lied
be like,
to everybody, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you still get in trouble for it, but that
makes it, like,
makes the relationship okay. It takes it from being an adult-child relationship, which is not okay, to being a...
Definitely think she was, like, at least 20.
Three?
One?
So, who cares?
But what?
She was an adult.
Yeah. But if you, like, think about it, like, outside of the show, all the cast members, they have these adults playing as high schoolers. And it's like...
I get that. And I
can understand why.
But that doesn't, like, matter what the actor's age is.
Yeah, no. That has, like, no relevance. In the show...
Right.
It matters because, like, it's like the plot. It's like, what?
Yeah, and we know Archie's a sophomore because he's being looked at to play varsity football.
Yeah.
And he'll be the first time, and I think that's what the coach said, the first time ever a sophomore is, you know, selected to be the captain of the football team.
I think so too.
I think I remember saying that. And that was another point where, like, wait a minute, this kid's a sophomore. What's he doing with the freaking music? What are we watching?
Yeah, there are definitely, like, twists and turns like that in, like, shows nowadays that, like, definitely adults don't expect, but it's like, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Which kind of, like, brush it off.
Well, that was an interesting adventure. One, I'm sure that we'll continue on. Well, I'll have to continue on because I think Jill's hooked and your mom's just going to keep going until this thing's over.
Oh.
You should keep watching Family Matters, though.
I probably will, but
I mean,
I'll also fall asleep during it.
Yeah, now within the, we're in a... involuntarily homeschooling and doing all that other quarantine life. No, we're not quarantined yet.
Still, there's like a lot of schoolwork I have to do.
There's still to do. Well, you better freaking do it.
I know. There's just projects. You're gonna
start showing us your stuff. But anyway, we'll have that conversation off the air. So that being said, so this week was television shows. Next week, we are moving to movies. We're going to talk about the movie Young Frankenstein, a Mel Brooks classic from my childhood. And I will be watching Spencer Confidential, starring Mark Wahlberg as a police detective cut off for being shady or something. We'll talk about it. We'll watch the movies.
Post Malone's also in it.
Oh, great. I'm such a fan of Post Malone's. He's the best musician ever. I just can't get past all the stuff he's got on his face. So let's do this. This week, we're going to watch these together.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we'll watch the two movies together. That way we can kind of talk about it together. And then we'll come back next Sunday and we'll chat about the movies that we watch. So if you guys want at home want to watch them with us and kind of listen along to our conversation, we will be watching the movie Young Frankenstein by Mel Brooks and then Spencer Confidential. I don't know who made the movie, but it was just released recently and it stars Mark Wahlberg.
2020. Was released this year.
That was this year. Okay. So there they are. And was that like a Netflix release kind of movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most like things are like shows, TV and shows. I think these are like the only two that I gave you. They're definitely going to be on Netflix because I don't watch anything.
Oh.
Netflix.
All right. And then the week after that, we're going to books. So.
I still got to pick my
you
book.
You still got to pick a book. But anyway.
Please tell me the book you're giving me is not long.
It's you have a week.
Yeah, but I also have schoolwork and projects. Oh, wait, I don't think I have any projects.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. No, it's not like a 700-pager. It's pretty short. It reads really fast.
Your pretty short is like 500 pages.
No, not even. Not even. Anyway, so it's time for us to sign off. All right, this is Ian, Team Millennial. Cheers.
This is Annie, Team Imagine. See ya.